Item number five, please.
Item number five, from the Director, Department of Transportation, submitting an informational report regarding a professional services contract in an amount not to exceed $250,000 with Huron Consulting Group for the provision of consulting services to examine and provide a recommendation on transit management options for the Milwaukee County Transit System. This item is for passive review and is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Director Dranzik, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and committee members. Brian Dranzik, Director of Transportation, along with James Martin, Director of Administration for the Department of Transportation. We're here today to provide you notice that we intend to execute a contract in the sum not to exceed $250,000 with Huron Consulting Group in accordance with State Statute 5952. The necessity for the contract, we believe, is based on the amount of work that is associated with the transformation of moving transit in-house to the county as what is the current policy, along with the work that we would ask Huron to do along those lines is to look at the various business structures that could be associated with that, as has been discussed over time, to understand what may be the best fit for the county, and also do some analysis of how a RFP might benefit the county as well. As you can see from the scope of work, it's phased into two phases. Basically, the first phase is more or less an analysis period that allows them to get a good understanding of where we're at today, and then go into a second phase of more of an implementation phase that will assist not only the department but the various other departments that are affected. I can tell you that we have had some initial meetings with the various departments, and I think are all of the understanding that there's a significant amount of work involved, and I think we would greatly benefit from having a group like this assist in that transition. So that's what we have before you, and would be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Supervisor Jurczyk.
You have this basically laid out with phase one, phase two. I'm wondering if phase one and phase two could be contracted for separately. Phase one being an exploration, apparently, of what we can do with FTA. Part of my concern, just to get it all out on the table here, is transportation, of course, had a lengthy discussion. We had several resolutions before us. One resolution was just laid over to the call of the chair. I believe the second resolution was laid over to next month as a definite return for that resolution. We were in transportation looking to discuss how we would address the policy going forward with transit, especially with regard to the April 1st deadline and the budget directive. So my understanding of what you're doing here is I believe this contract is here under passive review. Yeah, if we don't accept it, we could have a no vote, and it could go to the full board for a no vote, but no amendments can be made, et cetera. However, my understanding is there is also a fund transfer. If I'm correct, you have, is it $100,000 currently?
Yeah.
That was budgeted? Go ahead.
Yeah. Right, Mr. Chairman, committee members. We have identified about $100,000 from the department that we can use, and yes, that's true. We do need a fund transfer of $150,000 that we've initially identified. The only place we've had at the time of putting this together was contingency. So that's we're requesting $150,000 to come from contingency to aid in the full scope of the project.
Right, but unfortunately, with regard to this proposal, this committee can't suggest, for example, let's contract for phase one only. So it puts me in a little bit of a quandary, and I was trying to explore that yesterday with staff. I mean, I'm very much in favor of your bringing in a consultant. I've been calling for a consultant. I think this is something we need to do and to make sure we explore carefully what our options are and how we can structure transit to satisfy FTA concerns. Do you have a number for what phase one would cost if we only look to do phase one at this point?
I I'd have to go back. We didn't really break it out that way. We'd have to maybe go back and talk to them. But I think the way we looked at the work itself was allowing us to go from an understanding and a model that's going to be feasible to the implementation of that. And I think what we're concerned about primarily is getting into that implementation stage. So when we looked at a schedule and determining, you know, how to assess this, we're looking to hopefully have results sometime in the July to August timeframe that would give us an implementation through September to the end of the year. And the implementation phase is going to be, I think, the most aggressive and challenging, because not only are we doing that during that time, but all our department, every department is going to be in the budget process as well. So I think from our standpoint, we wanted to make sure that that transition is a fairly smooth transition and there's not an interruption in that where there's delay that impacts the potential implementation.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're at such a strange phase of having this discussion, and I'm hopeful that this board will give some policy instruction. And I'm speaking for myself because there are supervisors who apparently believe bringing in-house includes the hybrid model. I don't know that that's discussed in the budget or not, but I would like to see a very definite policy directive on this from the board, the policymakers, and then implement the phases going forward after we understand what your policy directives are. You put us in a strange spot here with this because with Act 14, we can only up or down this particular contract. We can't in any way amend it. And yet we're going to apparently get a second kick at the cat when we start talking about fund transfers. And I think we can do some things with fund transfers. And, Mr. Chair, I think I may be interested in voting for this consultant, but when we get to the fund transfers, to lay over the fund transfer on this until after we've had that policy discussion in transportation, which I believe is going to take place next month, I think we can, the administration can make some decisions then with regard to how much of the contract they're going to be able to enter into. It looks to me like phase one, phase two could be separated. I welcome any further discussion on this from other board members, but it looks to me like we could hold back the funds that they need before we start making those decisions on phase two. So that's probably my take on this, although I'm willing to listen to others as well.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Lipscomb?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have some concern about that just because we've seen in the past that even a contract that was improperly executed, we were essentially on the hook for. So if we approve the contract but then only approve a portion of the money now, I think we can trust that we'll be in a position that we have to pay out the full amount of the contract. So I do have some of those same concerns, though, about how we proceed, and I did share those yesterday about the way in which the contract references the scope of services, but there is no Exhibit A. Presumably the letter, the scope of services outlined in the letter is the exhibit, but that's not what the contract says. And that letter, scope of services, really talks about the two things that they wish to pursue, and I find that to be, on the one hand, too broad for the current policy, and yet it does not, other than referencing something about hybrid or other models, it doesn't seem to really get at where we are today in terms of what we're asking for. So I think that the department already, they already can start the work for the $100,000 that they can authorize unilaterally, and they could bring back a scope that reflects or references that the scope is to work on the policy as adopted. So, the current policy is insourcing. I happen to believe that can be broadly interpreted to include the hybrid model, but if the board clarifies it, that's what we do subsequent. Obviously, transportation laid that issue over. I have concern about approving the contract, though, and thinking that we're still driving the process, because they clearly are pursuing the RFP rebid as part of the consulting when that's something the department has said they don't have the capacity to pursue both.
Supervisor Collins and Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you. Mr. Dranzik, what can you tell me about Huron?
Huron's a management consulting firm out of Chicago. They do a number of different professional services work across a broad spectrum of different business applications. One of them happens to be public sector. And in the packet of information in that scope of services, which would be Exhibit A, there is detail about the individuals associated with the work. The individuals that are largely going to be working on the project have extensive experience in the public sector, either as officials, and a few of them, the bulk of the ones doing the majority of the work, have extensive transportation and transit experience, working either directly with FTA or with transit agencies. So one case, I believe, is a 30-year experienced individual working on it, and another 20 or so. We felt comfortable with working with Huron Group after talking to them and actually a few other firms. They were the ones that could put together a team that I think could completely assess what our situation is.
So is it the Huron employees or the subcontractor employees that have the transit experience?
It's a little combination of both. Some of the Huron folks have transportation experience, and then the subcontractors do as well, including the DBE firm that's associated with the work.
Now, I thought I had read somewhere that when Huron was formed, it was formed by some of the Arthur Anderson people. Is that correct?
It could be. I'm not sure of the formation of the firm itself.
Oh, and so, I mean, Arthur Anderson didn't exactly go out in a blaze of glory. So I wondered if any of these people were involved in any of the problems at Arthur Anderson and then just formed this new company.
I do not know that. I know that Arthur Anderson is a very large firm, so I don't know if they were at the top of that, you know, with direct involvement, or if these were individuals working for Arthur Anderson at one particular time. That I could not answer.
And I also had read somewhere that there was some sort of scandal with Huron in 2009, some financial scandal. Did you review that and find out that this was all taken care of?
I have not.
You know anything about it?
I'm not aware of that issue, no.
And then I saw in your materials that the $250,000 does not include any... I forget the term you use, any legal fees associated with an independent legal firm. So, but the one company, which I can't pronounce, starts with an F, is their umbrella group a law firm? Is that what I read?
Both Huron and I believe the firm you're talking about, the subcontracting firm, have legal capacity, but that's not what's being proposed as the individuals working on the project as a component of the work itself. So they have a legal arm, but that's not the individuals that are going to be directly involved in the work.
Is that pronounced Fagre? How's that? I'm not sure how to pronounce that.
I believe it's Fagre BD.
Okay. Yeah. And so if it doesn't include legal fees, what kind of legal fees are you anticipating, and where would the money come from to pay for those?
We're not anticipating direct legal work in this, so we're not anticipating fees for legal services.
Mr. Chair, I think this is a very important issue, and you know, given the constraints of Act 14 that gives us only 14 days, I guess I would want to move to reject this so that the full board has a chance to review this next week, because you know there's only 7 of us here out of the 18 people, and this is an important issue. So I think this should be taken up by the full board before we determine if this goes forward. So I would move rejection or whatever. Maybe Mr. Bargan or Mr. Grady can tell me what the proper motion is, so that we can move this forward to the full board.
Thank you, Supervisor. We have a motion to reject this item. Supervisor Jersey.
First question, are any of the principals here from here?
From here on? I'm sorry, no, they're not.
Could we, you know, I'm willing to participate in getting this to the full board if that's how the committee would like to proceed. I think either way it's fine. I would like a response though from Corp Counsel. If we were to approve the contract but not the fund transfer, will we be legally obligated to pay it at some time?
Good morning, Chairman. Mr. Bargan.
Good morning, Chairman and Supervisors. Paul Bargan, Corporation Counsel. If the contract is approved, you'd be legally obligated to pay for any services under that contract. I think in a consulting contract like this, it's the payment is incurred as services are provided. I don't think it'd be smart of somebody who didn't have funding for a contract to incur the full amount of services.
Would a record made at committee that we are interested in just phase one, and knowing that there's sufficient monies perhaps to pay just phase one, be sufficient to avoid the legal liability, or would you be concerned about that?
Well, I think you're going to end up voting on the contract up or down, as you've mentioned, Supervisor. I guess the authority would be there for the full $250,000. But, again, the department also has a certain obligation not to spend money it doesn't have. Interesting situation. I'm not sure.
All right. Mr. Chair, I guess, you know, I mean, Act 14 is going to tie our hands on this, which is unfortunate. I think this committee could have, you know, without these kind of constraints, could have done some interesting amending at this point to, you know, to try to pay for just the initial services. And I, for one, have been calling for a consultant. I think we need one. And it's not even suggesting that perhaps the department, since they already have control over 100,000, don't need our blessing on this. They could do the consulting. But if we're going to be boxed in like this, I think rejection is probably the only way to do that at this time. And we can revisit it perhaps after this board has an opportunity to weigh in on what the policy going forward with transit will be. I think it's very unfortunate. I want to express that. Those smarty pants in Madison want to box us in, so when they do that, we have no flexibility to try to work with the administration. You know, and I thought the fund transfer issue was kind of an interesting one. While we really can't do anything other than accept or reject this contract, the fact that we can perhaps hold off on funding the second phase of this would have been an interesting thought. But if legal counsel is going to tell us that we're going to end up with the liability by merely accepting this, even though there's no budgetary money for it without a fund transfer, that's a concern. And Act 14, I think, is starting to show its ugly face right now with regard to how we have to proceed. But, Mr. Chair, I will be cooperative with Chairman Cullen's suggestion. We reject this at this time. We can perhaps craft solutions going forward as we understand what the policy is going to look at. And I'm very unhappy having to reject this consulting contract because I, for one, have been calling for it. So thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any other comments, questions, or concerns? I know that we had the RFP and we had the administrative review committee had to look at the various proposals regarding what was before us. It seems to me that this is no more than an analysis of, well, it's an analysis of what we have, and we got some of that through the summary, through the, I should say, the report that the comptroller gave us as related to insourcing and outsourcing regarding MTS, Milwaukee Transport Services. So I think I understand the scope of what this is and what it's about, but it seems to me that it could be an exercise of, it just could be an exercise. We could get more information that we don't necessarily have, but we've gone through a number of iterations with respect to collecting information regarding this our transit system, particularly our transit system, and I would just have to be convinced going forward, that, at least for me, that this is something that we really need. Director Drancic?
Yeah, I'd like to respond to that, and I think a few other comments that were made about the scope here and how we've come up with it. You know, it is a broad question about bringing services back in. There has been some different stuff, and so I think the way in which we tried to structure this was to have some flexibility with the firm going forward that we can adjust along the way, but also get some sense of if there are different structures that are available to us, you know, working with some of the expertise that they have, maybe some of the situations that they have witnessed in other areas, they can bring that back to the table. The analysis, though, that I think they're going to do is going to be more in-depth than the higher-level analysis that was done from the comptroller's office for the purposes of transition and for the purposes of understanding, I think, which one of those business models may or may not work. So the analysis is, I believe, really to get to the place where you can say, okay, now this is what we would, you know, agree that we're going to move forward with, or as policy changes, understanding what those policy implications may be and what that model looks like in implementation. I mean, there's a big difference between the theoretical and then actually having to make it work and getting it implemented. So those, I think, are the when we look at the analytical work that they're going to do, that's what it's going to be for.
Well, I'm looking at the fact that Mr. Smith, who would be one of those who would conduct the analysis, is part of the team, conducted analysis for MV Transportation involving property acquisition, labor, contract efficiencies, and route operations. Do you have some sense as to how long ago that was done?
I do not.
Okay. Thank you, Director. Yes. Supervisor Cohen?
I just have a question of Corp Counsel. So sort of following up on Supervisor Jurczyk's question, what we are acting on passively and if we're rejecting is the contract. So we can't limit them to $100,000. I'm looking at the contract. We can't amend it at all under Act 14. Under page 2 of the contract, it says the total compensation to the contractor for services performed under the contract shall not exceed $250,000. So even though the director wants to take $150,000 out of the contingency fund, we can't amend it and say we'll give you $100,000. It's an up or down vote, right? So we can't fix this if we want to fix it.
Supervisor, that's essentially correct. I guess the only thing I'd point out, I guess if it's set up as a not to exceed, if he had budget authority up to $100,000 and you approved it, he could spend the first $100,000, but the general answer to your question is correct. You cannot amend the terms of this agreement before you.
But then with Supervisor Jurczyk's question, I mean, the director could go and incur costs of $250,000, and then somehow we'd be on the hook and have to pay for it, even if we would reject the contingency fund transfer.
Well, Supervisor, technically, I guess that could happen. I doubt as a practical matter that the director would do that.
Thank you.
Any other comments, questions, concerns? We do have a motion by Supervisor Cullen to reject the Huron proposal so that this matter could go to the full board. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At this point, given the concerns that have been expressed, my very similar thoughts, I do plan to vote in support of the motion before us.
Thank you, Supervisor. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Romo West.
Aye.
Jurczyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend item number 5 for rejection prevails.
Thank you.